You're listening to SBS News.
The Queensland government has reached a $30 million settlement with over 440 claimants who are part of a class action lawsuit. It follows a landmark federal court ruling in 2016, finding some police were racist in dealing with the Palm Island community in 2004, in response to riots that followed Aboriginal man Murungi Dumaji's death in custody. The 36-year-old died from massive internal injuries in a Palm Island police cell after being locked up for drunkenness. Rioting broke out when police denied responsibility for causing his death, and a police station was set alight. A lawyer with the class action, Stuart Levitt, says Palm Island residents were traumatised when officers from the Special Emergency Response Team raided houses after the blaze.
Police in black balaclavas with automatic rifles were basically entering homes without warrants, and they were relying upon a state of emergency which was subsequently found to have been invalidly called, so there was no genuine state of emergency at the time. And families were effectively in terror.
Queensland's Deputy Premier and Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships, Jackie Trad, says the events on Palm Island have scarred the community. She says her government hopes compensation will help people move forward.
They had their day in court, and rather than extend what has already been a very long and dark chapter in Palm Island's history and Queensland's history, we determined that the best thing to do was to move on.
Indigenous activist Lex Wotton, jailed for inciting the riots, led the class action. He says the events of the last 14 years have taken a big toll on him and his family. But he says his thoughts are with the Dumaji family.
Look, I would have preferred that the person at the centre of this death in custody would be in prison for the rest of their life instead of, you know, what we received in the settlement and stuff like that. That would be more rewarding. I'd be more overjoyed, but that's the way it is.
In 2010, a second coronial inquest found an arresting officer, Senior Sergeant Chris Hurley, caused the injuries that killed Mr. Dumaji. But the coroner could not determine if they were inflicted intentionally or accidentally, as the pair fell during a struggle in the watch house. Mr. Hurley was tried for manslaughter and found not guilty in 2007. As part of the settlement, the Queensland government will apologise to the Palm Island community. Lex Wotton says saying sorry is the decent thing to do.
It just shows that the state, you know, we're wrong, and that, they have to apologise for their wrongs.
But the Queensland Police Union says it is the police who deserve an apology. In an interview with the Nine Network, President Ian Leavers has expressed dismay at the settlement.
To pay these people this money is unacceptable. Well, the courts are forgetting $30 million of taxpayers' money is now being handed out to some people who committed very serious criminal acts.
There is no bank on Palm Island. Lawyer Stuart Levitt says he's concerned that could make the Palm Islanders vulnerable to financial exploitation. He says the Australian Securities and Investment Commission needs to stay aware.
There should be the utmost scrutiny applied to ensure that they're not the subject of massive rip-offs. And ASIC should be particularly cognizant to oversee the role of financial planners giving advice to Indigenous people.
The settlement is subject to the court's approval. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.